And then okay.
Oh, you can put it here.
Hey man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. We just bless God this morning for bringing us here. And I think I was speaking to the young ones, so I think they will understand me. Okay. I'm very blessed in this trip, you know, to come out here and to share fellowship with us. And what I really want to do this morning is not really, you know, to preach to you, but really just to share my testimony, you know, with you, and to let you know what this is all about, you know. As I was sitting down yesterday, the Lord kept, you know, ringing a word in my heart, you know, as our brothers were speaking. They said, these words, you know, I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life, you know. And I tell you that that's what it is, you know. It gives you life, you know. If you've seen death before, you know what the difference is when you see life. And I've been in the valley of the shadow of death before, so I know what life is. So I just pray that as we go on, I'll just read a scripture with us, and you know the Lord will just bless us as we get along. Let's just share a word of prayer. Lord, we bless you this morning. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for your goodness in our lives. We thank you for a brand new day like today. And we ask, oh God, that you show us what your purpose is for us this day, and that in all your name may be glorified. Lord, we ask that there be a rebirth of your Son, Jesus, in us, oh God. That Christ, you know, might come forth in us, oh God. That was a plan from creation, oh God. Regardless of what we've been through, regardless of what the work of the enemy has been, we know that of a truth that Christ will be born in us, will comfort in us, and that this is what the whole creation have been groaning and waiting patiently for, that time when they will see, you know, your Son manifest in us fully in this earth, oh God. Blessed be your name, oh God. We just give you thanks, we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Yeah. I want to speak more, you know, to the young people. You know, we are in a world today where a lot of things are happening. You know, if you look at the messages that we're going through, there's been just one thing that's been where the contest is, and it is the soul of man. That's where the enemy is interested. And you know, the earlier he catches, you know, you in your lifespan, the better. Whatever it is, you know, he grabs you into. You know, that's what scripture says, that, you know, so teach, you know, the child, or bring up a child in the way he should go. When he's old, you know, that way will not depart from him. And, you know, I was talking to this young man, Kenneth. I've been in this for quite a while now. And it hasn't been a straight road, I would say. It's been murky sometimes, it's been confusing sometimes. But one thing is certain, I've seen that, you know, the hand of the Lord has been in this whole thing, you know, and whatever it is, all these things we hear about, you know, being in Christ, that's where, life comes, so, you know. In the scripture somewhere, he talked about, he said, you should bind this thing around your navel, it shall be to you life, you know, and it doesn't matter where you find yourself. It doesn't matter where you are today. I tell you that when you grasp, you know, this word of life, it will bring life to you. Let us just read the scripture, you know, in John. I think it's John 15. John 15, verse 3 said, John chapter 15, John Gospel. He said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. He said, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it might bring forth more fruit. He says, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. He said, abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. And he said, I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. He said, the words, now he said this, you know, you are clean through these words which I have spoken unto you. And this is a period, a time where, you know, like I was saying, the enemy wants to catch as much as he can, the young people, in so many ways, in so many things you put forth your hands to do. And I look at my journey as a person, and there are just so many aspects of it. You know, everything could be working so well for you, you're going around doing the right thing, but there are times, there are decisions you're going to make in your life, there are periods of decisions you're going to take in your life, and those decisions will have a lot of impact in what happens to you thereafter. And that's the crux of what we are talking about now, you know, especially for young people, you know. And, you know, as you walk around someday, one of the very major decisions you're going to take is, you know, when you're going to get married and who it is you're going to get married to. And like I say, I mean, that has a lot of impact to where you go to. So it's important that this word, you know, it's well engrafted in you, you know, so that, you know, God can lead you to whatever it is you put forth your hands to do. You know, it is school, wherever it is, you know, some of you, I mean, you're students, you're in school, you're doing, or I mean, whatever it is. I actually met God between when I left secondary school and when I got into university. But to really let you guys know, it was less than 2 years when I met God that God actually brought me, you know, to show me who he is and this way that we are walking in. And, you know, there wasn't much clarity then. But one thing I found out is, you know, when you start with God, sometimes you don't need to have all the clarity that there is to know where you're going to go to. You know, sometimes when you don't know where you're going to, just keep going. There's something called faith. You know, and, you know, it takes us back to the story of Abraham. You know, he just tell him, come out from your kindred, come out from your brethren. But he didn't tell him where he was going to. You know, but that's the journey of the people of God. You know, so I look at it, I mean, back then, you know, I was just moving out. I went into campus and I was telling my brother yesterday, you know, God brought me to a place where he showed me things about himself. And to be truthful, you know, when there's some certain things God will invest into you, and you can't, don't make any mistakes so you can run to anywhere. You won't go anywhere. Wherever it is you go, he's going to bring you back. Because there's an investment that has been made on your behalf. And there's a price that has been paid on your behalf. You know, and you know, I look at this meeting the way it has gone. We've had a lot of young people in this meeting. And for me, and I was telling my brother, I think, you know, it's an indication of what God is about to do. And in Africa, I have to say, I mean, look at it, you know, maybe in some way, you know, our older generations haven't, you know, have failed us in some way, and I use that word, you know, lightly. But God is going to have his way. And God is going to have a people that will rise up. And I tell you that the youths have a huge part to play in that movement God is going to bring, and that gospel that God is going to bring. You know, I didn't plan this trip, but I know I've had encounters, and I've had God tell me that, you know, what I'm going to have you do is not going to be to all the maybe developed nations, all of that, but you're going to have to go into some places, you know, and actually witness this gospel to a people, you know. And as I look at it, I see that, you know, there is a hand of God in anything that we are going to have to do. But we are going to have to sit, you know, still and just listen to him and have him show us what it is we are going to have to do. There's a lot of distraction out there. There's a lot of, you know, people are selling their soul, you know, kids and young people are selling their souls to so many things. But I tell you that it's coming to a time when, you know, if people are going to actually define the path, you know, of a nation, the path of a people. And those responsibility is really, you know, vested on a lot of young people, even as we sit here. Don't take it lightly. It's not by any accident that you're here in any way. It's not by, you know, it's okay, you didn't have much to do anywhere. It's by the divine purpose of God that you're here. And I tell you that it's for a purpose. Whatever it is you hear, you understand, whatever it is, and you know, sometime back, God, back in my home, God was saying something to me that if you keep, you know, hearing things and there's no response in you, you know, you're not worshiping. You know, so God, as God, you know, brings things to your mind, to your, so as He feeds your spirit man with certain things, it is, you know, that there might be a reaction, there might be something, you know, coming forth from you, because, you know, to whom much is given, you know, much is required. So, and I look at it, I was in a place where I tell you that there weren't very many young people, you know, where I used to, you know, fellowship with some of my brethren then. There weren't very many young people. And I used to ask myself, you know, what am I doing here sometimes? You know, but I tell you that, you know, God just kept walking, I mean, just kept going with me, just kept taking me along. You know, and I know it's for a purpose, but it'll come to a time when you might not have that comfort. So this time is the time for you to actually gather all you can gather when you have this warmth, where you have all these people around you. You know, I had a lot of, you know, good comfort at some time, but it comes to a time when God, you know, picks you up. He's going to take you to a place where you don't see all those people any longer. But in those times, you're going to, you know, see that all of that was happening before was not for anything. God was actually building something, you know, building something in you. You know, for me, after school in Port Harcourt, I had to, you know, move out to another town. You know, I had to go for employment in another town. And I had barely settled there for like a week, and I was told I was going to be sent to a rural area, really. And where I went there wasn't the kind of fellowship I knew and all of that. A lot of things happened, I must tell you. But you know, each of those times when I sit back and look at, and the one thing the enemy, you know, wanted to do that time was, that was a period in my life that I had to maybe take a decision. You know, who was going to be my life partner? A lot of those things that had come to that time where I was going to make that decision, you know. But a lot of things weren't right. And I said, God, it's not going to happen that way. I have to just, you know, learn from you first, know what it is that your mind is, you know. But, you know, gradually God just keeps moving with you, just keeps showing you, you know, where it is you're going. You know, he said, it will show you this is the way, you know, walk, I mean, you in it. You know, don't go to your right, don't go to your left, just keep walking. It's a journey of faith. And as you move along, as you go, you find out that all of these things is not for nothing, that God has a plan for your life. And all of these words that He brings to you, and I tell you the truth, you know, even if, I mean, you find yourself in where there is nothing, this thing we are talking about, it moves with you. You know, he talks about the pillar of, you know, cloud by day, the pillar of fire by night. You know, he didn't have a place that he was stationed, he was moving with the people of God. You understand? And you have to recognize that there is that, you know, presence of God going along with you. You know, when you know that, because Bible says that the entrance of the word of the Lord, he said, gives light. You understand? So when you know that, it just keeps, you know, moving with you. And whatsoever it is you find yourself, I tell you the truth, whatsoever it is, wherever it is you find yourself, you know, there is a purpose for your life. There is a reason God brought you to this life. And I tell you, I can tell you without argument, it is, you know, for the purpose of His glory. You know, and this all has to be birthed in here. All has to comfort right in from here. You understand? He said, this is the bread of life. He said, these things, they minister life to you. They bring, you know, wisdom. He said, if you get wisdom, he said, in all of your getting of the wisdom, let there be understanding in all these things. So, I mean, you just keep going. You just, and it will come, because I was talking to my brother, at some point it's going to be life and death. And when I say that, not to scare us, but what I'm trying to say is that there's so much investment. The enemy knows what plans God has for your life. He knows what it is that is deposited in you. He knows how powerful that is. And so at some time, it's going to come to the point where he knows that if this comes out, if this comes forth, it's going to be a real havoc to his kingdom. So he's going to want to deal with it in so many ways, you know. But I tell you that this is a word that brings life. You know, this is a word that gives you comfort, that brings wisdom to you. I just keep going, you know. And so I look at it, I just kept going for me. And at some point it came to where I had to take some decision in my life. I pray that the young ones, the ones that are not yet married, will listen to this very, very, very well, because it is very, very important. All of this thing can be jeopardized by just one decision you take, by just one wrong maneuver, just one wrong move. You take the wrong detour, everything can be gone. You know, we talked right into the night yesterday. That, I mean, I had a lot of people, friends, you know, before now, that when I look back and I God, I don't know what happened. I don't know where we got, we missed it. But I tell you that whoever it is, the people you have around you, the people you want to share your life with, those people have to share some, you know, similarities in vision like you. You know, our brother was talking about it yesterday. It is very, very important. My dad used to tell me that, you know, you be sure that at least if nothing else, you're carrying your wood, you're burning your fire in the same place with the woman. There are times it's bad. I mean, I know I got to a point where career was very, very important to me, you know, and I have a very hectic career, you know, by what I do. So it was everything I was doing day and night, but truly, there were people that were praying for me. There were people that I know that were, you know, asking God on my behalf. And I tell you that even as you go out, wherever it is you go, there are still people that are seeking God on your behalf as well. And so it was everything. I found that, you know, I was running around everywhere. Every now and then I was, you know, sent to here, move around, really, really, really traveling around. And I felt everything was working. You understand? If it's what I wanted in me, my career, everything was just, you know, working very well. But I tell you, you're going to come to where you find that emptiness is going to set you. You know? And because, you know, God doesn't just pick up tools from anywhere. He has to be tools that, look at, he was talking about yesterday, last year was a farmer. He can't bring you where you were idle. He takes you from somewhere. You know? David was wearing cattle. He was busy. So it's not like God, you know, was looking for idle people. No. He picked Elijah in their farm. You know, Peter was a fisherman. He was busy. You know, but at some point, when he picks you and he takes you, it's like saying that, come today, from now henceforth, there's a change in priority. There's a change in assignment. There is a primary purpose and there's a secondary. And what he wants you to understand is that to understand the distinction between those two. You understand? And you have to come to that point where you look at it and say, oh no, this is the primary assignment, this is the primary purpose to which I'm here in the first place. And this one has to just, you know, take after this. And I remember, you know, when I was joining where I work now, when I was joining, you know, my place of work, it was a lady I met when I was doing my infilling. And she just looked at me, you know, and she asked me, she's in HR, she asked me, are you born again? I said, yes. She said, just know that this job God has given you, where you have come to, is a place of priesthood. You know, and I'll tell you, that was the last time I met that woman. I've not met him high again since then. So it's a place of priesthood. And I went home and what he was saying is that, you know, whatever this thing God has given to you, don't let it overtake, you know, that which God has put in you right from start. But this thing is supposed to actually help to, you know, facilitate that ministry that God has brought to you. And why I say this, because You know, make no mistakes. Today might look like, you know, when you finish school or if you're a student, wherever it is, you get to a point where you pick up a career. And they tell you so many things. You know, we hear a lot of words, high flyers and all of that. But I tell you that all of those things, they are nothing when it comes compared, you know, to what God has in for us and all of that. And the place where you're going to come see, you know, there's satisfaction, there's joy, there's liberty inside of you to actually exist, is when you actually find yourself, you know, seated in that which the Lord wants you to do. And I tell you, that is very, very important. You know, but I'm a very stubborn person. I mean, you could talk to me from now to the next morning. It takes God sometimes to actually beat me hard for me to move. But you know, His mercies endures forever. So His faithfulness, you know, extends to all generations. So He's just there. He knows your heart. You know, but so sometimes it wasn't just that God spoke and I moved. Sometimes I was obstinate. Sometimes I was really, really stubborn. And those can land you in a lot of trouble sometimes, I tell you. Those can land you in some places you don't want to find yourself in. You know. But don't mix this thing you hear with so many things. You know, just, you know, take it and just ask the Lord to, you know, like the Barbarian Christians, you know, when they came and heard these things and they went back and they searched the scripture, they look at it. You know, what are these things they are talking about? You know, even Christ, when he had disciples and there was a man called Peter that was with him. You know, even he was the master and he was speaking, but Peter would go back and he would actually ask, who is this man? You know, because somewhere he said, who do men say I am? He asked his disciples, said, some say you are this, some say you are that. He said, okay, who do you say I am? And there was one of them, Peter, he said, you are Christ, the Son of the living God. And see what Christ said? He said, flesh and blood could not have revealed this to you. You know, it had to be somebody. So, if whatever it is you hear and all of that, you know, find, when you go back, you know, sit back and actually ask the Lord what it is. What is this that you're saying? And I tell you, He's not far away. You know, He's not far away. He's going to, you know, take you step by step. As I said, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. At some point, they come, you know, for something in you. And it's an explosion that comes inside of you. And you know that this thing just drives you. You know, just takes you along. You know, this thing just moves you. And you find out that there's a conviction. You're convinced. You're not, it's not empty. You know, it's not fables. These are things that actually a minister like you, that actually bring, you know, you can feel it. Peter said, these things, this is what we're talking about. We have touched, our hands have touched. You know, we have heard, our ears have heard. You know, and it's just come within us. You understand? As you keep moving. And at some point, if you're a woman, you're a man, you're going to have responsibility at some point in your life. Is it going to be your, because it comes to a point where you, as a man, you know, you're going to be, God going to, you know, you have a family, you're going to be the head of that home. What is it going to be? You understand? If the head is corrupt, you know, there's problem. You know, so what is it going to be? So it's important, and then, you're going to have responsibilities and all of that. I've had, and when I tell you that this thing brings life, I tell you that it brings life. I've had situations where I've used my sense, I've used all I know. Sometimes you're so comfortable. You know, for example, I mean, for myself, I find out sometimes, you know, maybe you're ill, something happens to you, you can afford all the medicine. But sometimes God has to bring you to a place and say, come, this is not what I'm talking about. You have something in you that's supposed to keep you free from all of these things. You know, I have my wife is a medical doctor, and I have two kids. And I was telling, I mean, my brother, I said that there are times when in my house some things happen. I mean, the kids are ill, and there have been a time, you know, one instant when I came back, and I was almost getting frustrated with my wife. I mean, what's happening? You're not giving these children the right. I was almost going to carry them somewhere else. And my wife said, no, this is not what this is all about. I'm a doctor, I should know better. And with all the medicine, all the things she has learned, she kept to her side, she said, some things have to be dealt with differently. And she went on her knees and said, God, wherever this is coming from, it has been paid for already. Your blood has paid. I mean, the precious blood of Jesus has already paid for all of these things. So what I'm trying to say is not just abstract we are talking about. We're talking about things that have life, things that has power to save, that has power to deliver from sin. You know, we Africans, you know, we are not people in America. We talk about devils, they might, it might be strange to them, but I tell you, where I come from, I have seen devils, I've seen demons, and I tell you, I've seen that these things can cut your life. But also, I've come in contact with a spirit that brings out life, something that quickens from the inner person, you know, and is able to put all this to naught. That's the witness I'm talking about this morning, you know. And I tell you, there's nothing, when you come to a point where, you know, he was talking about miracles everywhere, and they give you, it's like a portion. You come, they give you, you go, it runs out, you come back, they give you, you go. No. But there is the one that you carry along with you. It's like a tabernacle right inside of you, you know. It's like a river of living water. I say it flows from within. You know, it heals as it moves along. It brings forth life, everything that you come in contact with. And that is what we're talking about, really. You understand? So, it is not that at the end of the day, you know, we come, our we are all, you know, happy, we hear it and we go. We are saying what this is all about, and that's what the testimony I'm giving to you this morning, that this thing has life. This thing is able to save. This thing is able to overcome all of these things that we didn't get into this thing by our choice. I didn't grow up to find out that my great grandfather, whoever he was, had covenant with so many things. No, I wasn't even there. I wasn't privy. But it's clear, you know, in the Bible said, in sin did our mothers conceive us, you know. So all these things have been made on your behalf, but then there is a blood that was shed for all of these things, you know, to deliver you from all of these things, to bring you out completely from all of these things, and to show you that way of life, that way that leads to everlasting life. You know, and that is what we are talking about. You know, so it's not a last thing that we are getting into. We are getting to that time when God is bringing forth this thing in a people. So that when you're going out, when you're talking with people, you know, when you're, there's a life-giving spirit coming out from you as well, you know, to a people. And, you know, at some point, it gets to the point when there's so much of lack, famine of the word of God, but the people comes up, and at some point, they'll say, oh, hold you. You know, said, show me, take us to this your God. Show us where this your God is. You understand? And it doesn't matter. So, but the point is, don't get distracted by anything. He said, what does it profit a man? You know, you gain the whole world and you lose your soul. That soul is the crux of this whole thing we're talking about. He talked about it the other day. You know, something has come from here, the other one comes from there, and this is that thing that binds it together and brings meaning to it, and brings application that we can see that it relates to us in the natural. You know, so it is very, very important. So back, you know, in your school, I was where I was at where I schooled, it was not a popular thing I was into. You know, it was a ministry sometimes that you didn't have all the stories to tell. You didn't have the complete story sometimes to tell. But you knew that whatever it is that it is you're going into, what it is that it is moving you, there is life in this thing. And it has lived with me all this time. It has just followed me. As I said, it's going to come when God is going to ask you to just whatever it is, drop it, you know. Not like drop it, you know, permanently, but drop it and just take this thing. This is the primary assignment. And just, you know, move in with this thing and take this world into the city. Take it into the broad places. You know, let the people, you know, hear what it is God is saying this hour. And what it is at this time that we are in, we're in a time when it is becoming very critical that we listen to what God is saying. Because everything else is not going to count any longer. Everything else is, we are coming to a place where we call it a place of judgment, where whatever it is you have heard, whatever it is you have known, it's going to be judged, it's going to be tried. You know, and the thing that's going to move you from that point to the next point is going to be, you know, what man said, what's the use for that word that comes and it brings not forth power, sorry, life. You know, and there's that darkness everywhere. You know, he showed the tabernacle the other day. There's going to be, you know, a movement out from that place because there's no safety any longer in that place. They're going to get into God completely, where there's going to be an overshadowing of who God is in our lives. He's going to lead us each step, each way. So we can't come in and hear and go out as if nothing has happened. That's not going to happen any longer. That time has passed. It's a time where we are going to come in and hear. And with that propensity, we are going to go out. And that way is going to be a ministry to a nation, to a people. You know, you understand? So I tell you that it is important. It's very, very important that we understand the times that we are in. See, I mean, all the signs are clear. If you look at it very well, as I read my scriptures, all of it is coming out. Just one thing. Say, but the end is not yet. That word of the gospel has to be preached to all nations. And then the end. But are you talking about earthquakes? Are we not having it everywhere? Let's talk about nations rising against themselves. Brothers rising against themselves. Let's look at Egypt. It's not a war of Egypt fighting Syria. We are talking about brothers rising against themselves. All of these things that have been mentioned, we are seeing it come to pass. So we are not talking stories any longer. You know, the time of stories has passed.
Yes.
All of those things we have seen, I mean, look at, read Matthew. When he talks about the signs of the end, all of those things have passed. We are seeing them happen. We are no longer having a coup device fighting war with Ghana. No. We are talking about an uprising within a family. People rising against themselves and saying, no, not any longer. But all of these are signs to tell you that the end is at hand. But then there's this, at the same time, there's a path that is ours. He said this gospel of the nation, of the Lord, have been preached to all nations. Because that's going to herald, you know, the cross, the end of all of these things. So if we can't sit back any longer, you know, we're not going to have maybe the brethren from Nigeria from where I come all the time any longer. Seated here are people that have responsibility to carry this thing and go into the nations. And tell the people that the end is at hand. He said, if you're in the field, casting your field, he said, don't come back to the house. If you're in the rooftop, don't come back if you want to pick up anything. He said, look up. Look up. So, my brother, I tell you that, I mean, this wasn't the best of time for me to leave work to come here. I can't even begin to go into all that. In fact, the time that if it is my natural senses, I will wonder what's going to happen by the time I get back. But no. When this thing takes hold of you, it puts you out there. It just keeps you moving. Because I tell you that we are not, there's no, the time is, the urgency of the time that we are in is upon us at the moment. You know. And I tell you, young people, it is important that you understand what it is. All the choices, there's so many choices out there. For all of them, there are consequences. For every choice you make, there are consequences. And there are just two end results. It's either life or death. But it's important that you know what it is, the choice you're going to make, you're going to take. I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old. I tell you, if there's one thing I find most difficult, is when I'm having to leave them. For work or for whatever it is. But I tell you, to tell you what it is that we are into, what it is that God is bringing us into. He said, don't worry about those ones, I'll take care of those ones.
Yes.
You just keep going.
Yes.
You know, just keep moving. So, you know, I mean, my brother was talking about yesterday. If I think I have to put 24 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, so I can get results. Increase comes from God. He's God that actually determines what it is, the end result of whatever, I mean. So it's not all of that time. Don't let your mind be what works for you in all of these things. Scripture says, lean not on your own understanding. He said, in all your ways, he said, acknowledge me. And he says, I will direct your paths. You know, so it is very, very critical. Who are they? What's the company you have? You know, the people you relate with, they're going to bring life or death to you. And I'm not saying this because someone's, I mean, I was studying, I mean, my brother, when I got in contact with this, I mean, with this thing, I was 16 years old. So I was a young person. I am still a young person. So when I'm talking to young, I don't speak with them like, okay, I mean, I don't know what they are facing. I tell you that I've felt that. There's pressure. You understand? On campuses, there's a lot of pressure. And make no mistake, the enemy knows who you are. Make no mistake. The campuses where I had people, leaders of cults in school, which was a mainstay, actually coming after me, wanting to get me to get into whatever they were going into. There are millions of people out there. So they know, the enemy knows what you have.
Yes.
He knows what is inside of you. And he was saying yesterday, the enemy wants to use that for his purpose, but that is not for the enemy. It's that the glory of the Lord, you know, might be, you know, made known to men. So don't get engrossed with all the alluring things you see outside, whatever it is that you see. There's a power to save, and this thing is going to give you life. I'm not just giving a story, I'm telling you something I know, having convinced, I've been in. This thing is going to give you direction. This thing is going to show you what your life's all about. You understand? And that is what God is bringing us into at this hour, at this time. At some point, you're not going to have the elders any longer. Working. You have a lot more time. You know, you have a lot more, there's a lot more energy in you. So what is that going to be? Is it going to be for God? Or is it going to be for the glory of the world? For all these things. It says, you shall worship the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might.
Yes.
So it's very, very important that you catch the glimpse of what, at least the glimpse of what we are talking about this morning. Don't be fooled by whatever you see outside. You know, don't be fooled. Don't make no mistake that, I mean, what all the things you see outside, all these things, is soon going to crumble. It's soon going to come to an end. Grasp that one that's going to take you, you know, far. That's going to take you to everlasting life. That's going to take you to that place where God, right from the foundations of the world, right from your mother's womb, has planned for you to be. The enemy is going to come in certain ways. I tell you, it's going to come in so many ways. I can't start to mention them in a million and three ways. But let that love, let that love in Christ just, you know, stay fast in you. It's going to see you through all of that. You know? And that's you have to have life first before you can even give life to people. So, you know,